feeling macho.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so macho.
I'm doing some dumbbell work, man. I don't feel any more strong.
You brought up your dumbbell. I think you have what, like one 10-pound dumbbell? Is that what you're doing?
No, we got a full set. Why don't you shut up? Now, you do use the 10-pound ones. But working up to them. Yeah, at what point, all right, Mr. He-Man over here, at what point does it kick in where you're like, damn, dude, starting the show?
You gotta eat a lot of protein, all right? If you want to see big muscles, all right, heavy weights, low reps. If you want to tone up, you know, be all.
Question, real quick. Uh-huh. All right, so if you really want to, like, get big, like muscle mass, do you have to be a little fat? Does the fat turn into muscle? Because no. I'm kind of skin and bones over here, man. And like does a muscle? Am I just gonna get all ripped out and still skinny, or what's going on here?
It depends on what you eat. You got to feed the body. You got to get that protein in there. All right. You got to eat some chicken and some liver. Get some steak going. All right. You got to get that muscle built up.
Yeah. I mean, I do need a lot of protein.
You're too far gone. You and your wispy little beard.
Give me a chance, man.
You and those. Those thin little legs of yours, those thin thighs.
Just a little bit of support would be nice.
And knees clacking together. Tick, 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 tick. Look like a skeleton.
Yeah, you're looking in that mirror doing it. You're like, man, there's a long way to go.
He-Man sees you and goes, oh, no, it's Skeletor. And then it's like, it's just Hunter.
Till next time, He-Man.
I'll get you, He-Man. Anyway. Well, good luck, buddy. Good luck with the weights. We got to keep removing here. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I'll get you, He-Man.
Till next time.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com, He-Man. Oh, anyway, Pump That Septic. They got you covered. Well, if you didn't know, Mother's Day is Sunday, all right?
Ma!
Hey, Ma!
Love my mom.
Hey, Ma! I'm a mama's boy. I got no problem admitting it. I am a baby when it comes to being
gonna go on
my
that
mommy.
Rant one more time, man. Yep. People call me a mama's boy, and I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, what, you boy. Hate your mom?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sorry that you don't have a good relationship with your parent.
It's even to the point where, when dating women, all right, they could look at you and be like, oh, you're such a mama's boy. Why don't you go crying to mama? Big, I will, thank you. You know what? Mom doesn't give me any attitude, all right?
But you know?
Yeah.
She makes me chicken noodle soup when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Runs my back.
Folds my laundry. Tells me what a handsome young man I am, okay? Yeah. You know? I'm a mama's boy, and I'll take it. I'll take it. Well, in case you did forget that Mother's Day is coming and you need to get mom a gift, well, there is something that you could get mom that doesn't cost you a dime. The most popular answer on the website, timetoplay.com, surveyed 1,000 moms with young kids, and the thing that they really want, an effing nap. That's it. Moms in 21...
Absolutely free.
Moms in 21 states want a nap more than anything else. The second most popular answer was a meal that they don't have to cook. That was number one in 18 states. The third most popular answer was cleaning up, helping with chores. Some moms don't want a new vacuum. They want someone to vacuum. Other things were a spa treatment,
just
flowers.
Just take care of the whole... Dude, moms are prepping Easter. They're prepping Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything. They're doing all the work.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, one day, maybe just take over in the kitchen if your mom will allow you. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, some moms are almost more nervous because you do more damage than good at taking over the cleaning and the cooking and everything like that.
Right.
But yeah, if you are like, oh no, I don't know what to get my, get her a nap. Mom wants a nap. Mm-hmm. And she wants you to shut the hell up for an hour and let her take a nap, okay?
You know what? It's an always go-to for me, and I know that just makes her the happiest mom in the world. A TJ Maxx gift card, dude. There's something about those things. Yes! It's like Christmas morning, every morning. She looks at that, and she's like, thank you. You could see it in her eyes.
I feel now as an adult, what a crapshoot being a mom is when you think about, because we bought mom gifts with her money, all right? Like, it wasn't now I can finally buy my mom something, like, get her cards and flowers and everything with my own money. But for so many years, most of my adolescence, basically into my 20s, He was like, here's a gift that I bought with the money you gave me, Ma. Like, it's just, it's terrible. It's right. terrible.
Hey, Brock, that homemade card you made for your mom's not going to cut it. You should probably get some.
You mean that Mother's Day turkey that I traced my hand with and said,
I love you, Ma.
Gobble, gobble, happy Mother's Day. Like, this doesn't make sense. This is this card is garbage. It's garbage.
The past 20 years, those things aren't on the fridge anymore, man. Take a hint.
But you know what? My mom is so sweet that even me now as a grown man with a child of my own.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She would love it. She'd be like, this is so nice. I could go home during the holidays and be hanging up on the fridge.
Right. Is that written in crayon?
Yeah. Dear Mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, this is great. Thanks. Thanks, honey.
The R is backwards.
How old are you, 36? Okay, this is all right. All right. But, yeah, so to all you out there that maybe forgot Mother's Day is here, just give her a nap.
Yeah.
Give her just.
Hey, still got a few days, too, you know? The store's going to be flooded with, you know.
Draw her a bath. Get her some flowers and some chocolates. Get her that special jet. Anyway, she'll love that. All you hot moms out there. Lastly.
Nice.
There once was a vote in Nantucket. I love the start of this one. Is if beach towns in Nantucket, Massachusetts weren't popular enough with visitors, the town is adding some more eye candy that will likely attract more tourists. Residents there voted Tuesday night to allow all beaches on the island to go topless. It's all in the name of gender equality on beaches. In fact, that's what the measure was called. It reads, quote, in order to promote equality for all persons, any person shall be allowed to be topless on any public or private beach within the town of Nantucket. Once was a man from Nantucket. Yes, yes, Hunter.
Aren't we the fattest country in the world?
We're up there. We're up
there. So here's what it is. Everybody initially is like, or I should say every guy is like, really? So you got this picture in your head, right?
Yep.
It's like Baywatch. You got Pamela Anderson running down the beach. It's nothing like that. We're not at South Beach here, guys.
I'll be ready. Ready.
You're gonna show up to that topless beach. You're gonna step foot on it, look around, and be like, "Whoop, I'm out of here."
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. The people who are comfortable with being nude in public are not the people that everyone wants to see nude in public. All right. What is it about the people that are totally comfortable with nudity are the ones like, "Yeah, you should probably put a shirt on. You should probably put a shirt." Like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Yeah. For every one awesome set of boobs that a guy is going to see, he's also going to see like 50 pair of boobs that are like, not great.
So what's the idea around it? Is it like for attraction as far as like bringing tourists in, or is it bringing in some sort of money, or do people just want to tan their boobies? Or
this, according to them, it's all about equality. But I'm sure they know too. Like, hey, the tourist seasons the last couple of years haven't been great. Why don't we drum up some publicity? I think there's some publicity
so it's about
in
equality?
There.
Equality.
Yeah.
So the women are like, this is trash. All these guys get to take their shirt off.
Yeah, want to pop that top, son? Get some sun on the gals.
You caught me from left field there, man. I thought it was the guy's idea. Hey!
Well, I'm sure a guy probably
pop the tops, ladies.
Well, no, there's always that one creepy guy in the back who always wears sweats. He's like, yes! I've been saying this for years! Yes! He's going to be the first one at the beach. Like, he's there with a
every day.
He's a bucket of popcorn. Like, this is great. It's finally our time. Him and his
bucket of popcorn on the beach.
Him and his creepy friends just sitting there. In sweats on the beach. It's like, this is it. Our time is finally here, guys.
Yeah. Dude, leave the binoculars in your car, man. Come on.
They didn't say anything about topless or about bottomless. It's just all topless. So I don't know.
Pushing the line, dude, because you know then some dudes are going to be flopping around.
Look, my penis is already tan enough. I don't need any more sun.
It really is. It's tanner than the rest of my body somehow. I've never seen the day of light. But
your legs are so white. But your penis is so tan. It's unbelievable. That's right. BTCs. BTDs. Yep. All right. So what do we got? We got hot moms on Mother's Day and topless people in Nantucket. There once was a topless man from Nantucket. Mm-hmm. All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.